Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Well done, well
Thank
done.
Thank you, thanks.
Congratulations.
I've done it again.
How are you, Zoe?
Oh, pretty good. Exam season coming to a close,
maybe.
But
are
not,
you
not
all
closed.
Done?
No, there's one tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
I always feel, well done you for being here. Thanks, Zoe. We appreciate that.
Right. It's glorified procrastination.
Hey,
so,
I support that. I'm a terrible procrastinator. What is happening this weekend in the theatre world?
Oh, lots of good things. Funny you should ask. But there's one at Basement called Drone, which sounds...
I went to see this.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, you're probably more... apt to talk about it than me.
Well, you tell us what the gist is, because it's pretty wacky, pretty wonderful.
Yeah, so the Drone is basically a military drone's autobiography. I'm looking at you to check
you're
getting
this. You're completely correct. Yes, you are. Completely correct.
Presented in a sort of cosmic cabaret with video and poetry and electric music. Glitch cool, as I've decided to call it.
Coin the term.
Drones, they've always weirded me out.
Yes, yeah,
I've never been a big tech buff, and they just seem a bit too futuristic and weird. But I'm kind of happy that the show kind of acknowledges them for the strange and kind of frightening 21st century technology that they are.
It is a really wonderful performance. We had Harry Josephine in the studio last week to chat about it. And if you have got time, I would highly recommend going and seeing it. It's really wonderful. It's quite abstract. It's quite moving. There's really good sound in there as well. They work with a sound artist whose name I'm blanking on, unfortunately, at this moment, but the sound in the show is really interesting, and it's very unsettling, but highly recommended from me. That would be a 2 thumbs up from Rachel.
Nice!
Ah, 2 thumbs up, I love it.
Yeah, so if you do want to see it, it's on tonight and tomorrow, but it closes tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. at Basement, $25 for an adult, $22 for concession. Check it out.
You could go as a end of exam celebration for yourself.
I could.
Or some more extended procrastination.
I could go tonight as
it's
well.
It's only 45 minutes long, so that's like basically a study break.
Yeah, that's a study break for sure.
It's also pretty cool because Harry is from Scotland, and this was in the Fringe Festival over there as well. So if you want to sort of get a taste of things that happen in the other hemisphere, this is a good opportunity to do that.
Edinburgh Fringe. away from the future and into the past. There's this show
that
pretty much only want to talk about because of its name. It's called Enchanted April.
Ooh.
Which
I wish the listeners could see what goes on, because the gesture that went with that title was just
Disney Princess.
Kind of glorious.
Well, it's called Enchanted April. It's just such a beautiful title. And then you read about what it's about, and it's London post-World War I.
Oh.
So they're recovering, they're healing, but it's raining and grey.
This is like an interpretive dance now.
I can't deal with your depiction of this is fabulous.
So,
are you in the play yourself?
No, I wish I was. But anyway, so this girl, Lottie, she's in London, it's raining grey, and she discovers an advertisement for a villa on the Italian seashore.
Oh, glamorous.
The Italian seashore in the 1920s. It's warm, it's romantic. And she invites her friend, Rose, impulsively persuades is what the text read, and she invites 2 other women as well. And so basically it's about, can these 4 different women come together in the villa to like heal in the beauty of Italy after the war has ravaged
their dreams. Who's putting this on?
Stables Theatre in Ellerslie.
Rock and roll.
They better live up to my expectations, to be honest.
Good on you. Good luck, everybody. Stables Theatre. She's got high expectations.
I do.
It does sound very nice, though, I have to say, as a show.
Yeah. But tonight and tomorrow. But tomorrow there's another one. There's a matinee. So there's two tomorrow.
Nice.
2 p.m. and 8 p.m. 8 p.m. tonight as well. The evening show is $25, but the matinee is $20.
It's
and,
a bargain.
If you wanna go, just Google Ellerslie Theatrical Society or
Sick.
Go to Eventfinder, and Enchanted April will be there.
Beautiful.
And I know, besides those two, I believe Johanna talked about it last week, but Welcome to Thebes, still cool. on at Basement Theatre. The Actors Program's grad show, so that'll be good. And again, that closes tomorrow as well. So if you did hear about it last week, this is your reminder. Go see it.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Zoe.
You're welcome.
Good luck in your exam tomorrow. What's it in?
Political philosophy.
Oh, wow. So, I wasn't expecting that.
Neither Kia was kaha. I. Yeah.
Thanks. Well, we believe in you. You'll smash it out.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.